S-O-T Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
And thank you all. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. Jim had to go to an event, and that's understandable. But what he just gave us in the last hour, again, is just magnitudinous as far as the news and the lawsuits and the bringing out of the fakery, the false identity of this character in Connecticut. You know, you had all these politicos willing to sell their souls to the devil and literally doing it, you know, for the sake of money, for the paybacks and the kickbacks and all of the other things that, you know, these people would do it for. Governor Malloy, who's moved on, Chris Murphy in the Senate, and a host of others. Just, you know, in every single city, every single town, every single state, where they reside, folks, they will take a bribe. They will take money, and they will sell their filthy souls to the devil. And that's what they're doing. They're selling their souls to the devil. Because this is a moral, spiritual battle, okay? It's truth versus lies. It's Christ versus Antichrist. And this is what it comes down to, right down to the end of this age, folks. When the two witnesses sent back from God will be in the streets of Jerusalem, and they too will be slain by these Posner types and the synagogue of Satan, as it is identified in Scripture. They're going to really blow some steam off for God, and that's when they commit their final act of depravity. And these people are depraved. Make no mistake about it. The people that are trying to bring down this nation and this people, Israel, are going to be, in the end, wiped out. And they don't even know it, and even though they read the same scriptures that you and I read, that we read this Bible, and we know they can read it too. In fact, some of them are real experts in the Hebrew, the Greek. They're experts in understanding the Bible. And yet, it means nothing to them, because they are given over to a reprobate mind, a mind that is really and truthfully topsy-turvy, inside out, upside down. And this is why you have people who are the enemy, who know the truth that we know, and yet blush it off. Let me tell you this. I remember the former mayor of Providence, Buddy Cianci, who is deceased, in 2015, I believe. Well, it's been about 3.5 years now, almost going on 4 years in January. And he, of course, was quite a character, as many as you know him, as the Prince of Providence. He had a talk show on one of the stations because he was big news, you know, and he had gone to prison for various convictions, one major conviction for overseeing what was called a criminal act under the RICO statutes, and that was the one that got him into prison. Well, anyway, after that, he's doing a talk show, and I remember when, actually it was before he got convicted, when he ran again for mayor, because he ran two separate terms, and there was an interim mayor. But be that as it may, he had a guest on from the little state of Tara, Israel. And the Israeli was on, and I had called that talk show. I personally called that show myself. This is going back a long time. And I told him what the scripture says about the futility of trying to fight all of the enemies that you have. Because I said, in the very end, God himself is going to destroy you. He's going to destroy that city. He's going to destroy Jerusalem. And you know what he said, folks? You get a kick out of this. He said, never happen like that. And I just was enamored. I tell people this today, and it goes to prove that even though God is right every time, the scriptures are perfect, and it shows you, it tells you in the books of the Bible, Old and New, Revelation 16, you know, that what's going to happen to Jerusalem, you wouldn't wish on a dog city, so to speak. It's going to be a complete takedown, nothing left, no walls, no Knesset, no buildings, no monuments, nothing. There will not be a single structure standing or a single stone unturned upon another when I come again, Jesus said. He made that very clear. But see, God always has a sense of humor. God is amusingly laughing at all of this because he's turned the tables on them. And though they be worldly wise, they have no spiritual wisdom. They have no understanding at all. So what we're saying is a source of amusement to them because they really think they can pull it off. And how is that? How can that be? Well, God has given them up to that evil, reprobate mind that they themselves would be deceived. Now, he says that for those who want to believe a lie, God will send them a strong delusion that they believe a bigger lie. So he will send them even more lies that they will embrace in order that they be deceived. You know, he did it with Pharaoh going back to ancient Egypt, and he did it with all of the rulers, you know, that he rose up, that he actually raised up to serve as his judgment rod, and he brought them into power. That's why all the leaders today of the world essentially are there with God's permission, okay? Caesar was there in the Roman days when Jesus himself was to be crucified, Pontius Pilate. He wouldn't be there if God didn't author it. And so this is the amusing part, because what we find in the book of Isaiah in chapter 3 is that when we in America today, we need princes to rule over us, God's going to send us fools and, you know, children, little children, babes, meaning actual fools of heart, you know, slow of heart, slow of mind, people who are mentally unstable. And as we've just been seeing in these debates recently, that is exactly the sort of thing we're getting, is people who are off the handle, they're crazy, they're insane, and they're not making any sense at all. You know, I mean, you take this thing in Britain now with the BBC telling school children apparently that there are over 100 different genders. I didn't understand it. I'm looking at this now. Maybe you can understand. But the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, tells primary school children that there are over 100 genders as part of the, quote, teach video series. How do you like that? Which apparently has some of the parents and observers a little bit up in arms, you know, because they can't figure it out. What kind of mind would come up with that sort of thing? Well, this is the kind of mind I'm talking about. They're talking about many gender identities. That's what's declared, to the head teacher in the classroom, and the teacher teaches the children. We all know, you know, that we live in a diverse world, and we have to have male and female, but beyond male and female, there are still over 100, if not more, gender identities right now. And this is the sort of thing which is in the government schools. So now we have a crisis in the city of Providence after all of these years of people like myself observing that they weren't schools of learning. They were schools of depravity. Now they have to pay for a report from Johns Hopkins University and says that the schools need to be reformed again, that they are just failing the grade. They are not teaching the children. And I know somebody firsthand, personally, who is in the system, who could tell me, of course, this has been going on now for many, many years. It's been going on for decades. And all of a sudden, somebody took notice. All of a sudden, we've got to have a commission. We've got to have the former superintendent come in, the state commissioner, and assume control over the cities as an interim manager of the Providence Public Schools. And the parents and the teachers want to take it over, and they say, oh, no, we're qualified. And you know what's going to happen, folks? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen right now, because I've seen this for 45 years. What's going to happen is what's happening in your community, in every part of this land, is you're going to have a bunch of experts come in, and they're going to issue their conclusions, and they're going to draft more legislation, which is going to put more band-aids on the problem. And guess what's going to happen? The taxes will balloon. Folks, there's always a price tag, because it has nothing to do with learning. It has to do with the industry of educationism. These people are not teachers. They are educationists. That is a whole different ball of wax, my friend. A whole different ball of wax. Get the point? Do you understand? This is an industry. It's like the Holocaust industry, or the evolution industry, or the New Age industry. It is just a cash cow. And Karl Marx said that if you want to destroy a nation, and I do, and you want to destroy private property, and I do, you do it through free education, free education for every kiddie in the public school system. You destroy not only the private property system, but you destroy the mind, you destroy the parenting, you destroy the family. And that's what Karl Marx said you needed to do. To abolish the family. I know I've said this month and month ago, and I'm going to keep saying it because it needs to be said over and over again. Even the most radical of radicals would bristle at that suggestion, said Marx. And yet, Marx, whose name was Mordecai Levy, said that is the final nail in the coffin. We have to destroy the family. Why? Because Satan wants to destroy the family, and his children do his work. Now, God created the family. Satan is known in the scriptures as the destroyer. I wonder why, huh? But he comes as the savior. He comes as the rescuer. Does that sound familiar? 9/11, traffic controllers, pat-downs, genital feelings, and so on and so forth. The backscatter machines, we're going to make you safe. And now they want to make the schools high-tech safe schools after they created the fakery, after they also created the real terror and the real depravity of the schools through, generation three, four, five generations now of Horace Mannism and John Deweyism and the humanists and so forth. They brought us to this point. God let it happen for a reason. When you reject his truth, then you're going to suffer the consequence. Of that, you can be sure. And so what do we have today? We have kids that can't read, that can't write, but they can bring in knives. They can bring in explosives. They can bring in guns. They can bring in whatever it is. They can sneak in, and they can use them. And you know what? I'm happy. I'm having a ball. I'm telling them the worse it gets, the better it gets. Because now, and now alone, first time in the last 5 years, we have seen a mushrooming of the exodus from government schools at costs to the poor parents, but they have to think of their children first. Homeschooling is really a major, major send-off now. And beside that, taking them out and putting them in schools that they at least think they can trust. My advice is keep them out of the private schools if they're run by religious, unless they're run by a certain religious type of organization that teaches the truth, that doesn't teach these lies and these fictions that we've been hearing from these apostate preachers all of these years, but teach them the truth from the Word. And you know what? You can teach them how to read. If you can teach them how to read the Bible, You're teaching them how to read. You're teaching them how to read names and words that, believe me, are not that easy to pronounce, right? You're teaching them mathematics. You're teaching them how to count. You're teaching them the basics. That's why Satan hates them and hates God and his plan, because the family is the building block of the nation. And once you've destroyed the family, you've destroyed a people. You've destroyed a nation. That's simple. So if Art comes on shortly today, I think he is, he will draw the map and tell you about the point A to point B to point C and the heavy hand of the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, in all of this, destroying the American dream and destroying the ownership of property through the public school system and the public colleges system. And I remember in 1965, 66, the Great Society years, we had a crazy senator, well, we have a lot of them, but we had a crazy senator from Rhode Island, Claiborne Pell. We used to call him Stillborn Pell. And he was a member, you know, the only member of the whole Senate that I know of that was a member of the Club of Rome. That's how bad he was. He was a member of the Club of Rome, the internationalist criminal cabal, just like the Trilateral Commission and the CFR and so on and so forth. And he was in that as well. So, you know, guys like Pell were promoting the metric system, telling us we had to adopt the metric system. And if we didn't, we'd be behind all the nations of the world. That would be the reason, not because of the takedown of America and the internationalization of America, but because we didn't teach them the metric system. And that idea, believe it or not, never really was implemented, thank goodness. But this guy Pell and others came up with a system of providing for college education aid. Scholarships was one thing, but grants was something else to the very poor. And so the grants program that was enacted under Pell and Johnson was the Pell Grants. Imagine calling it the Pell Grants, his name on it, as if he was paying for it. No, it was the dumb taxpayers that were paying for it. But who cared? The kiddies got a chance to get help with education, and then they went through the system, and how many of them failed, and how many of them failed in their aspirations, and how many failed in their job hunts? Well, I'm afraid to say, unfortunately, they didn't know any better, but I could have predicted it. Too many did. And this built up the college industry, the education industry, and then the cost went up and higher and higher. And as the cost went up, and as you had these grants and these Pell grants and these other formulas for student loans, GI and all of that, guess what? The quality went down. You had to accommodate the lower, if you will, the lowest common denominator. And this is why everything today is a hoax. Folks, it's so obvious to those that can see these things. That's why these silly debates and these silly presidential and congressional debates, they don't make any sense. They simply don't, because none of it is based on logic, sound logic. It is based upon hot air. All kiddies should be educated from the cradle to the grave. That's what Marx said. Educated into what? What does education mean? It really means to take out of, to remove, to educate, to take out the knowledge that God has given them or imparted to them. See, instruction is something else, but education is another matter. So Marx and his forebears and his progeny, they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were creating. A dumb robotic society of people who then could be essentially regimented into believing a lie, into believing all of these fake events. And that's where we're at right now. Art is with us, so I hear the music. It's time to take a break, and we'll bring Art right up, and we'll take calls as well. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and that I am. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program on his website, andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com, and, of course, eurofolk.com. Boy, what a bunch of shows that he puts together, and he does yeoman work. He's a great support. And he listens to us all the time. Now it's time for me to say hello to you, Art from Philly.
Hello, Rick from RBN. Good to hear you and good to hear what Fetzer had to say.
Yes, now your thoughts first on what you heard Jim say today.
All right, 2 points. One is when I was hosting a show for you at one point on RBN, the Southern Poverty Law Center called up asking me about Sandy Hook, which I didn't have much expertise in. And apparently that was, they were intending to file a lawsuit against you along with AJ and Fetzer. So I did mention to him about the fact this is, it's no coincidence that both the Sandy Hook guy and the guy at Aurora are under investigation for the LIBOR scandal, where they were underbidding the price for bonds that control the market for just about everything from your school bonds to your, you know, building your roads and everything else. And then I mentioned to him, this is, you know, especially with the Sandy Hook guy, you know, his father basically was working for GE Capital. And then I mentioned, this is what I mentioned before, but not to SBLC. I said, this happened in 87 when they had the merger of GE taking over RCA. And I was there at Wall Street working on, you know, so I was at the lunch. So the guys that sat next to me, came from Kidder Peabody. And he said, I can't believe where that money came from the merger. I says, what do you mean? It came up from Switzerland. Yeah, but it was wired straight from Medellin. You know, Pablo Escobar's, drug cartels to Switzerland. And then they said, I'll see you tonight at the Kidder Peabody. 4 hours later, they announced the merger of GE and RCA. All right? So here Mr. Jack Welch is dealing directly with the Medellin drug cartels. He then basically buys out Kidder Peabody, renames it GE Capital, gives golden gloves to all the guys in upper management, and makes the guy who put the merger together the head of GE Capital, which is where that LIBOR scandal was being investigated for Sandy Hook.
Yeah, yeah.
No mafia there, right?
No. You don't think that it was ever done before by any members of Congress, do you? You don't think John McCain would have anything to do with a banking scandal of the 1980s now, would you?
Oh, of course not. You know, like Mr. Keating Five? Of course not. Why would he
Keating
have anything
Five,
to do with
it? And Charles Keating, you know, he was involved with the whole business of fighting pornography. He had a very good front going for himself. He was raising quite a bit of money to fight. It was Citizens through for Decency Through Law, I believe, CDC. And he had that organization going. And while he was raising thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars for that nonprofit organization, fighting smut in your community, we didn't know how he was involved with the Keating Five, and John McCain and several others were involved, and that scandal has just totally disappeared from the radar screen, even though it was a major, major theft that took place in the banking system in the world in the 1980s. And some of you may be remembering all of this now, but this is one example of how they know it'll blow over, and we can go from one lie to another lie. That's why we can go from World War One right into World War Two a couple of decades later. And then from that massive evil, we can go into Korea and fight the communists that we subsidized and created from World War Two through Red China. Now we could fight Vietnam, a no-win war, and cost the lives of 50,000 Americans. And then we can go from that to the war on poverty and the other wars in Vietnam and just keep going on to the 1980s and this whole business of Islamic extremism, how we had to bring down all these Islamic terrorists, you know, one hoax after another. So, there's no end to it, Art. You know?
Right. And then the other thing about Homeland Security, let's talk about who set that up. First of all, no place for corruption. I'm not going to go into details. It shows how the Bucks County Republican Party played a big role in the cover-up of the Warren Commission single bullet theory, okay, working with the CIA. Now, going forward, there was this guy who was governor of Pennsylvania before he was governor. Tom Ridge. This guy came around and says, this is going to be our next governor for Pennsylvania, saying Tom Ridge, who he was. And who was this guy? This was Robert Asher, okay? Remember when our state treasurer blew his brains out on national TV? The convicted felon.
Bud Dwyer,
Bud Dreyer, right. And now his power, that's the power broker for Tom Ridge to move to power to run the Homeland Security, okay? And, leaves being the governor of Pennsylvania to run Homeland Security. Oh, he couldn't find any problems with the Arthur Anderson Accenture Enron scandal because World Trade Center went down. You know, how convenient, where Stephen Wynn and, what's his name, Michael Milliken were, cohorts in the Likud to cover that up, okay? That just couldn't be found at all. All right, so that was very interesting to see, how he's consolidating that. So, and also I showed, in the place for corruption that the guys of the Senate, the House, the FBI, and the Department of Justice were all basically cronies from the Bucks County Republican Party appointed by Bush Jr. a year before 9/11 and helped, promulgate the 9/11.
Maybe Bush. There you go. Oh, we'll come right back to that point. Hold on to that. And, folks, we'll rejoin Art in just about 3 minutes. You can dial in, too, with a comment or question, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are back now with Art from Philly, and you can join us at any time. But go ahead, let's get back to Baby Bush's role in all of this now.
Right. Well, Baby Bush, had the Senate and House Committee of Permanent Investigation, the FBI and the Department of Justice, all had his cronies from the Bucks County Republican Party put into power 12 months before 9/11. Okay. And there's a direct tie with them and Kissinger being appointed to head of the Warren Commission. So we saw, for instance, from the House Committee of Permanent Investigation, Congress and Jim Green would go after Martha Stewart and totally divert all the energy investigating Enron. So you can see Baby Bush, at least a year before 9/11, was covering up, the Enron scandal. And how convenient when World Trade Center 7 came down that all the information there for the legal prosecution of Enron just gets basically blown out the water. And how convenient that they got Ken Lay, Jeff Skilling, but felon Michael Milliken involved with the Ivan Boesky scandal. Absolutely nothing happens to him, okay? And he's not powerful enough to bring down World Trade Center 7, but he's part of the Likud. And you look at that trail, you trace it right up to Stephen Wynn and right up to who else? Mr. Adelson, okay? And we can see the same thing as I wrote in, No Place for Corruption, how Walter Annenberg rose to power right behind the scenes after the JFK assassination under Nixon. And we can see how Adelson rose to power after the 9/11 incident, basically bringing up the next president, which we have now, Trump. So it's the same exact power structure that we can see brought both of those people to power. Although I think in some ways Trump is a little bit rogue. He's not fully controlled by them. Now, with respect to Ridge, here's another thing that happened with him, is after leaving Homeland Security, he goes to where? Heads up security for Homeland, for Home Depot, okay? All right? And remember the scandal where they lost 40 million credit cards? You know, that's how well he managed.
That's Bernie, my buddy, Bernie.
Bernie Marcus, yes. One of the members of the Republican Jewish Coalition.
There
set up by
go.
Max Fisher, Murder Incorporated, you know, the Detroit Purple Gang, okay? Modellitz, right. That's our Mr. Home Depot guy. So then he leaves there, and what's he doing now? He runs Ridge Global. And what is he doing? He's providing security for electric smart meters for Exelon, okay? You know, the same Exelon that was involved with the merger of the Philadelphia Electric Company called PECO through the Bucks County Republican Party and our convicted state senator, Vince Fumo. Okay, and when they broke up Vivendi, which was owned by the mob, the Brafman Syndicate, the whole power unit of Vivendi was then sold off to PECO that was then merged into Exelon. And also from trying to do business with Exelon, we only allow people to work through Manpower. You know, Manpower, the one that Richard George there says, we need 100,000 H-1B visas per year. Okay, a nice family business, to say politely what they are. All right, so
Manpower's everywhere, and we had the group here in Providence downtown. I remember the guy that headed it. His name was Sheldon Shalosky, Italian. Sheldon Shalosky, yes, and company, Manpower, and all these other beef peddlers, you know, outsourcing labor, outsourcing work now has just has escalated now to the point, as you've said, to the point where, you know, we have lost countless American jobs. And not only the jobs, but you see the markets. This is something people are just starting to wake up to. And we were saying this 40 years ago.
Right.
China was betrayed deliberately, intentionally, and willfully into the hands of Mao Zedong and the Cosa Nostra. And someday that would be an enemy of the United States economically, politically, and militarily. And now we're seeing what's happening with these neocons who are orchestrating events and exploiting them, like Hong Kong. And that's a classic example. There'd be no big impetus for an exodus from mainland China into Hong Kong if it wasn't for the slaughter of 70 million Chinese by Mao Zedong and company. Crossing the Yangtze River, shark-infested river, to get to Formosa, Taiwan, they would rather do that than live under communism. So you know what? Somebody's been pulling the wool over our eyes in history class, huh? Wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I mean, if you look at the under Stalin, who was running the Portobello, if I pronounced it right, and if you look under Chairman Mao, who was running the government underneath them, and they're all good Chinese and Russian fellows, but somehow they all seem to be wearing yarmulkes, right?
Yeah. And they used to call them the Institute for Pacific Relations, and Edward R. Murrow types were calling them agrarian reformers, they were calling Mao Zedong. They were just good little guys that wanted to change things for the better, because Chiang Kai-shek was so bad, he was so dictatorial, he was so vicious and corrupt that we couldn't have a guy like that running China. We had to have somebody who's progressive and a moderate, and somebody who has these ideas like Castro would have in Cuba in 1959. Good people like that, you know? Good, clean fun.
Right, and look at under Nixon, when we had Kissinger open up China, that we can see all, look at who owns most of the companies that are doing business with over there in communist China, with the Chi-Coms. Who's Google, Facebook, you know, we could go on down the line, all the way down to your shoe manufacturers and the shoe stores in your local town. Who do you think owns them? Okay?
Well, you know, the shoes are bad enough, and the clothing, the apparel, all of the other stuff, the homoseau board, whatever, you know, but it's food.
Food
that's being imported, and it's poison. People don't know what they're eating. exported from China, communist China. There is a psychochemical warfare going on with the right. communists today. And they don't, and now all of a sudden I'm reading where people say, you know, it's not a good idea to be so dependent on communist China, or excuse me, mainland China, you know, for all of these things, because it's compromised America and we're economically becoming dependent. Bingo. We said right. that half century ago, you know. Right. Japan was one thing, but we're talking right. about communism in China.
Right. There's another country also next to China. It's called India, which also is a communist country. And that's why we can't train our own American people. Oh, we got to basically import everybody from over there. So I've seen mm-hmm. it from working in high tech, how the Indian through the H-1B visa programs basically replacing the high tech labor in America. And you can see who's really behind it. Look at Mr. Singer there, who says he's opening up all these high tech centers in Israel, exporting all American technology out of this country. Okay, so that's what the game plan is, you know, get control of American industries and make us all slaves and serfs. It's real simple. It's not hard to understand.
And that's according to plan, you know. We knew it. Right. Some people right. knew it in the 1950s, and that had to be shut down. You know, we couldn't allow investigating communism. We had to smear Joe McCarthy and vilify him and then destroy the whole movement of investigating communism because it was all so true. And we couldn't allow the American public to be told the truth. Instead, we fed them the Holocaust, and we fed them revisionism, and we fed them the anti-German rhetoric, Germanophobia, they called it, and so on and so forth, because the communists like Stalin was so sweet. We even call him Uncle Joe. He was such a nice guy. He was everybody's uncle. You could just have a good conversation with Joe Stalin, have a dinner with him, shake hands, and walk away thinking, ah, what a nice guy Joe Stalin really is, when you listen to the media propaganda, huh? And, you know,
and
the people
who wake up notice to, and then you get your wake-up notice to move to the gulag in Siberia.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, William S. Bailey, David Sarnoff, Goldenson from ABC, all these three big networks in the analogic age, you know, they were controlling the flow of disinformation to us. But meanwhile, hey, you know, they were feeding us some pretty nice entertainment. We were all right. having a good time watching family shows and stuff. But we didn't know the hell that was the result of World War II in Europe and all those countries, nation after nation, people dying, people killed, people put in prison. Cardinal Menzenti, you know, in what was it, Hungary? He went to persecution through the embassy, stayed there in the American embassy for years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Cardinal Menzenti. And, of course, they called him an anti-Semite because he was starting to talk about who were the enslavers, who were the killers, who were the persecutors, you know? And then, you know, you had books written like John Noble's I Was a Slave in Russia, and that book revealed how the conditions under communism were so bad in the Soviet gulags that once in a while you'd find a hand, a finger, or an arm in with the lumber that was shipped here, because that was a sign of somebody who just didn't want to live anymore, and there would be a note probably buried in there. John Noble said this in his book, I Was a Slave in Russia, saying, this is what communism produced. They chop off their own hands and throw it in with the lumber. And this right. is what Eisenhower was so willing not to go to war with. He said, we wouldn't want to make a fuss over that now, would we? Millions of lives destroyed. And Billy Graham said, hey, let's pray for them. We'll come together and pray. You know, these are the traitors. These are the, you know, these are the hypocrites and the liars and the, you know, the naysayers. They don't want to take a stand for truth because they were liars. So,
right.
hey, folks, we're just bringing it the way it is, you know.
Right.
Maybe we're
yeah,
pressing people too much. I don't know. But go ahead.
So then let's bring up Operation Mockingbird, another
yes.
term. Was it the pioneers of TV? The television industry that was heavily in the southeastern Pennsylvania, South Jersey, Maryland area. And who was one of the dominant factors there? Walter Annenberg, okay?
Mm.
Who's directly tied to Moses, who was Capone's right-hand boy when they set up the National Crime Syndicate. And they're working with Cord Meyer, you know, who was identified by E.J. Hunt as a major player in the assassination of JFK, the big event. Okay, and that goes back to the Bucks County Republican Party. Now, well, the other thing that he did was, under Clinton, oh, we're going to have no child left behind. Okay, and where does he set it up? He sets it up at the Brown University up there in Providence, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes.
The Annenberg School Reform Institute. And also there was a precursor to that back in the 70s. How are we going to handle, you know, discrimination in schools? We're going to handle it through busing, okay? Well, that's nice. Who got all the contracts for busing? Wasn't a little company called Laidlaw? Wait a minute. Isn't Laidlaw owned by the Bruffman Crime Syndicate, another one of the Capone boys involved with bootlegging? I think it is. Oh, they renamed it First Student Busing. So that's how we're going to handle the school problem. Oh.
Yes, they did.
Well, right, right. So after No Child Left Behind, let's see how that worked out. Well, what happened is first they started with Paul Vallis, who was in Chicago, and then he comes to Philadelphia, and he's highly recommended by the Annenberg School Reform Institute and the Annenberg Institute in Radnor, Pennsylvania. And he gets a hold of the public schools, okay? And this happened when Tom Ridge left, and his Lieutenant Governor Mark Swaker basically then became governor of Pennsylvania, and he put his cronies in there to set up the School Reform Commission, deal with the $20 million debt that the city of Philadelphia had. So who did he put in there? He put in there Jim Nevels of the Swarthmore Investment Group, one of his financial backers. And what happens? Jim Nevels leaves after a couple of years running the School Reform Institute, and turning over 30%, about one-third of all the schools in the city of Philadelphia are now privatized, owned by the Lenfest Foundation, Jerry Lenfest, who was an understudy of Walter Annenberg. What a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, what a coincidence is right.
Right.
Amazing.
And for, right. And then what happens as a result of his hard work, you know, from the Swarthmore Investment Group, Mr. Nevels, he's now the chairman of the board of the Philadelphia chapter of the Federal Reserve Bank. No connection to the Federal Reserve Bank on Wall Street there, is there? And then we have
the
other guy.
On, huh? All in the family.
That's
right. The Cosa Nostra family. See how they work, folks. Not with guns anymore and bootlegging and things like that. They don't have to. They've got the cash register. They've got the ledger. They've got the banks. They've got it all. And they've got mergers and acquisitions. They, you know, I mean, and it's amusing to see how they cheat each other, how they rob each other, too. And they, one is suing the other, and this one's suing that one. And, you know, it's just amusing to see them fighting amongst themselves. Because what happens when the parasites can no longer take anything else? The host is gone. Well, they feed off each other, right?
Correct. Right.
Parasites eat each other.
Right. And there's one other aspect about the educational process. We were talking about Mr. Milliken, and he set up K-12.com, you know, the charter school, you know, the basically the cyber charter school, which many people are seeing in all their states. So we're going to educate the kids, take the money out of the public school systems, and stiff it to the property tax owners, and give it to, you know, basically a family business, you know, like the Lenfesses and the Wallace Annenberg schools in L.A., and, you know, Felon Michael Milliken schools, K-12, KinderCare, and all the little kiddies are going to be well-educated. So that's another aspect I see what's going on. So you can see the direct connections. Now, another connection back to Philly, when I mentioned the Federal Reserve Bank, is we have Mr. Steve Schwartzman of the Blackstone Group out of Huntington Valley. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you look at history. You go back to the Creatures of Jekyll Island. It goes Jacob Schiff, Kuhn & Loeb. Kuhn & Loeb gets merged into Shearson American Express, goes under. The two top executives, Peter Peterson, starts working with the Council of Foreign Affairs, and the Mr. Schwartzman sets up the Blackstone Group. They both did. So you can see the direct connection there right back to the Federal Reserve Bank and the Jekyll Island creatures. What a coincidence. You know, that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you know about the getting back to 9/11 a little bit, the insider trading scandals and
how that ties in with the with Promise, the Promise technology and the software program, because you, I mean, this is your bailiwick. This is what you deal with. What do you know about that and the relationship of some of these characters that have been involved in furthering their own financial interests, particularly at the time of 9/11, betting on those planes failing?
Well, as far as the guys have put out the options, you know, for the bid there, they was never collected upon, so I don't know more than that as far as that was reported in the news. And as far as...
But the FBI, of course, knows who they all are. They're all known. They're all on paper.
Right.
The media never told us, though. They never dug. Folks, just one lie after another, one scandal after another. Okay, break time. Art, we'll pick up on this when we come back, folks. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Thank you. Thank you all, and thank you for the emails. I really appreciate. We've got a few of them here. Great show today, Rick. You are doing a wonderful job, and Art deserves our thanks as well. Another listening now. You're hitting on all cylinders. Great show. The best show on RBN and so on and so on. Thank you. Thank you very much. We try. So the people who were betting, and the people who are waging these bets on the airlines failing, of course, I just wonder who they might be. People that might have some insider knowledge, some foreknowledge of things that were planned, huh?
I would agree. It could be either the Saudis in the Middle East, it could be the Israelis, or it could be our own or three-letter agencies trying to fish them out. So I didn't follow that in detail, who actually made those bets, you know, put those wagers in for those options.
Well, yeah, you say they're protected, they're remaining anonymous, but the feds know who they are because many of them were in on it as well. But, you know, as it turns out, with those illusory planes, there was another example of how to loot the Treasury, how to steal from the American taxpayer. You know, whether it was Dov Zakheim the day before, 3 days before, whatever, 9/11, you know, unaccounted for, trillions of dollars just happened to be missing, happened to be gone. Just on the eve of 9/11, John O'Neill, the former FBI guy, was there 9/11, winding up dead. A host of others winding up being killed off. William Rodriguez, the janitor there, who gave his testimony, who went before the cameras, talked to NBC. They said, there's nothing here to report. He heard the explosions. He saw things that should have been reported. They wouldn't report a word of it. Of course not. They couldn't. You know, so, again, 9/11 was a major cornerstone in this war against America by Netanyahu, the Likud, the Adelsons, and a whole group of others to help destroy America. And who is our best friend in the Middle East and in the world, Art?
Well, you know who it is. It's basically that little state with the double triangle on their flag there.
The six-pointed star?
Yeah, the six-pointed star. Right.
Now, on the international front, we have to, unfortunately, give our condolences to the Mugabe family in Rhodesia and what Mr. Mugabe represented, the dictator of Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe was Rhodesia under white rule, but that was terrible. Things were horrible under the Ian Smith regime. But look at how they improved under an election. One man, one time, one party, and good riddance. 95 years old, he did his damage, he left his mark. Are you feeling like sending a card, a sympathy card?
I think I would send him an Idi Amin, a sympathy card at the same time.
Oh, my. Then there's the masterpiece now. Masterpiece, they call it a masterpiece. Hitler comedy divides critics and gets awards. Now, here we go again with a seasoned buzz. Apparently, the Walt Disney Company, Mr. Iger and company there, the executives were reportedly concerned about this movie. You know what it's called? Jojo Rabbit.
Okay.
Jojo Rabbit is a takeoff of Jiminy Cricket. And it was supposed to be Hitler's little advisor who would tell him all these lies about those nice little people in the Cosa Nostra. And so that film should be out at some point. Folks, the propaganda keeps on churning. Great show today, Art. Thank you for joining us. NoPlaceForCorruption.com is his website. And I thank you very much. I hope to see you again next time.
You got it. And we should soon talk about National Geographic and how the Zionists took over that publication.
Oh, okay. Next week.
Catch up.
Remember.
All right.
Thank you. Folks, thank you all. God bless. Rick Adams, so long. And Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.